In 2014, former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's workplace immigration raids were challenged in court. The American Civil Liberties Union filed suit against the county and the state to stop the raids, which relied on identity theft laws. Now, those parties have reached a final settlement in the case, and the county will be paying nearly $1 million in attorney's fees. Here to explain all of this to us is Angela Banks, professor of law at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. She joins via Skype. And Angela, can you start by reminding us what this case was all about?
So this case was all about the use of state law to do immigration enforcement. Maricopa County was doing workplace raids, and when they would go into the workplace, they would gather all the documents that the employer had about the employees. And if they could identify anybody who had used false documents, they would charge them with state identity theft crimes.
Right. And explain to us how that works. So the laws had to be a little bit rewritten at the time by lawmakers like Russell Pierce, who crafted SB 1070 to make that possible, right?
Right. So they basically expanded the identity theft laws in Arizona to cover the use of fraudulent documents in the employment context.
Right. So they were essentially charging someone who had made up a Social Security number or used someone else's Social Security number to work because they were an undocumented immigrant.
Correct. And so, as most people probably know, when you get a job, you have to complete the I-9 form, which tells the employer that you are authorized to work in the United States. And that usually requires some form of identification that shows that you are who you say you are, and then some other piece of identification that shows that you are authorized to work in the United States. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of U.S. citizens, they might provide their passport, because that'll be indication of citizenship, which means they're authorized to work. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only document that you can provide to satisfy the I-9 requirements. You could provide a Social Security card and a driver's license. There's a combination of documents. And so what the Arizona state law said was that if you provided any documents, as you mentioned, in that process that either wasn't yours or was fraudulent, then you could be charged with a felony in the state of Arizona.
Right. And that upped the ante from what you might have been charged for otherwise.
Exactly.
Right. So the ACLU filed suit against the county and the state over this practice. And what were they arguing?
So they were arguing that the state of Arizona was preempted from doing this kind of identity theft prosecutions by the federal immigration law. So as I mentioned, the I-9 form is part of the federal immigration law requirements. In 1986, for the first time, we got employer sanctions within the federal immigration law, which told employers that they could be liable if they hired somebody who was not authorized to work in the United States. And so part of that employer sanctions process is that I-9 form is how the employer can prove that they thought the person was authorized to work in the United States. So the ACLU was arguing that because all of that need to file those documents with the employer is under the federal immigration law, that the state actually can't act in that space, and they are preempted by federal law from acting in that sort of immigration enforcement document space.
Right. And now a final settlement has come down in this case. And it seems like both sides here, the county attorney's office and the ACLU, are claiming some victory. Can you tell us what did the judge decide?
So the judge decided that Maricopa County was, in fact, preempted from using the I-9 form and any documents submitted in connection with I-9, but that Maricopa County has an independent state interest in identity theft. And so those identity theft laws as a whole are not preempted by federal law, just their use when connected to documents related to the I-9 form.
Right. So is the county attorney's office still prosecuting cases against undocumented immigrants using identity theft laws like these?
So they can, but only if the documents were provided to an employer for a reason other than satisfying the I-9 requirement.
Right.
So if they had to provide evidence of a driver's license because of the nature of their job or something else, then those documents that were submitted for a purpose other than the I-9 could be the basis of an identity theft prosecution.
Right. And then the county attorney's office is saying they didn't use that very often anyway.
Exactly. And that act, as you mentioned, this has been a case that has lasted a long time. And I believe back in 2014, the county's attorney's office said that they're actually no longer using the documents attached to the I-9 to prosecute individuals for identity theft anyway.
Okay. And are raids like these that Sheriff Arpaio at the time was carrying out, are those still allowed?
So the federal government definitely can do those kinds of raids. There have been a number of them in the news recently, but the state of Arizona or Maricopa County would not be able to do those raids for the purpose of gathering the documents that were submitted to an I-9. That aspect of that enforcement would not be possible. And as you mentioned, the county's attorney office has indicated that they're not going after individuals who had submitted documents unconnected to the I-9, and so there really wouldn't be a purpose of doing the workforce raid in that point.
All right. Angela Banks is a professor of law at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. Angela, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.